most refunds are issued less than 21 days after the tax return is accepted by the IRS. Not all returns are the same. You may not receive your refund at the same time as other people. Receiving your refund by direct deposit is always faster than a mailed check. So there's a couple things that are like keywords in that, and one of them is most refunds. So a lot of times you can be one of the people that is not most, and that can be thrown off by all kinds of different things, one of them being the IRS, which is out of your control. Sometimes they're just backed up and they aren't getting things out as quick as they normally would. Another reason your refund can be, you know, take longer than 21 days is if you mail in your tax return. Some people do that, and there's certain reasons to do that. Sometimes rather than doing electronic is always the better way to file your tax return. But if you file it by mail, you've got to wait for it to get to them, and then they have to process it. And then 21 days after that is typically when you get your refund. So it depends on a couple different things. Another thing that affects it is your return has to get accepted by the IRS. And so that means when you send it into them, they have to say, okay, this is good. We'll start processing this now. Sometimes it will get what's called rejected, and it can be for all different kinds of reasons. It can be because there was a data entry error typing in your Social Security number. So you always want to check that on your tax return and make sure that's correct, that your Social Security number is right. Also, the spelling of your name, that can also cause a return to be rejected. And another common one is that somebody that you claim as your dependent, if they are being claimed by somebody else and that person already filed, that can also delay your return being accepted. So there's quite a few different things that could throw that off, but typically within 21 days is when people get their refunds. Sometimes it's sooner, sometimes it's longer. It just really all depends. But direct deposit, getting your tax return direct deposited to you, is always the faster way. And to do that, you'll want to have your routing number from your bank account and your account number. Not the number on your debit card or anything like that, your account number and your bank routing number.
Great. Thanks so much.
Awesome. No problem. We'll talk to you next week.